Mate says it is, and of course this evening it gives me great pleasure, and it's an honor to have two specialist surgeons, Dr. Fatima as well as Dr. Justice, and these are people, as you've heard, that are very much into breast cancer, and as you've heard, they are explaining to us, to the listener, exactly what it's all about. Now, Doc, I said before the break that the one thing that doctor spoke about or mentioned this in the by, was the one that people don't die of the treatment, because I think that's also one of the things that people are scared of, isn't it?
That seen anybody dying of surgery for breast?
I'm too young to have seen that. It doesn't happen in my generation.
You see, the last person that I have lost after a breast cancer surgery was in the year 1995.
Okay.
That's almost 30 years ago.
Right.
And since then it hasn't happened.
Okay.
Have you seen anybody dying of chemotherapy?
Again, no. I think chemotherapy has actually advanced quite a bit, that we give the dose that's required, and we manage side effects really well. So most patients actually tolerate it really, really well.
Right,
it's a little
bit
unpleasant, absolutely. Can't disagree with that. Nobody enjoys it. You lose your hair. But apart from that, most people are actually fine.
So the losing the hair, is that the most unpleasant part?
That's
for ladies.
Nobody wants to lose their
hair. Ladies, eh? Women don't mind.
Not even the men like
it. Okay, yeah, especially, I mean, if you've got certain type of hair, you don't want to lose it. But okay, but serious now, also, of course, let me know, people tend to get sick, but that is just because of the chemicals.
Yes, they don't get sick these days anymore. I cannot even remember over the last 5 years.
Vomiting and stuff.
Any
no more.
Patient that has vomited.
Not really. I agree with Prof.
Yeah.
I mean, that a lot of the patients, I mean, it's if you have a good oncologist, baseline, a little bit of nausea, but really that lying over the toilet,
vomiting
and spending the night in the bathroom, that is almost unheard of.
Okay. I've got somebody that just wanted to, just before we continue, if I may just pose this question to the two of you. It says, Assalamu alaikum, good evening. I'm a 77-year-old, and I had breast cancer last year in July and was stage one and had op done, as well as I'm on a 5-year tablet, and also a draw that my nipple went on side. So he said the lump is pulling the nipple inside. Okay, if you can explain that to us.
I think we have too little information to say what's going on here. There are two things that can have happened, and this listener doesn't tell us whether she has had radiotherapy. Radiotherapy can lead to scarring in the breast that pulls in the nipple.
Okay.
It depends also whether the operation was complete, whether she had a tumor excision, that the cancer was removed. And if it was completely removed, some cancers are lead to scarring in the breast that the nipple pulls in. That's, by the way, also one of the signs of cancer.
Right.
And if you see that your nipple retracts or part of the skin retracts,
and I think the other thing, besides Fatima, besides the hair falling out, the other big scare is the loss of the breast.
Well, that's a very important question.
Yeah.
I think it definitely is a concern for women that they may lose their breast. But I think it's very important to know that in the case of an early diagnosis, you don't necessarily have to lose a breast.
Okay.
It doesn't condemn you to losing. Having breast cancer does not necessarily condemn one to getting a mastectomy.
Okay.
In fact, at an earlier stage, the World Health Organization, the international guideline, the entire world is moving towards tumor excision or lumpectomy, meaning just removing the tumor in an area of normal tissue around it and giving additional radiotherapy rather than doing a mastectomy. And there's enough literature out there to prove that that's actually better than doing a mastectomy at those early stages of breast cancer.
Right.
The radiotherapy is actually protective to the breast that's actually getting the radiotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there is diseases that are or breast cancer that's diagnosed at slightly later stages to dying from the cancer.
Living with it and dying
exactly.
from it.
Exactly. And the third factor is that we talk about mastectomy or losing the breast, but what we don't join to that word, which I think at our practice we really try to push and to discuss with the patient and to at least give them that option, and that is reconstruction. And it is something that we can do immediately for patients.
Right.
It's something that we can offer to patients at a delayed phase, meaning after they've completed their treatment for breast cancer. But losing your breast does not condemn you to having a flat chest for the rest of your life.
Oh, my.
And that is irrespective of age. I think Prof will agree.
Okay.
So if you are 86 and you want your boob back, we can work on it.
Okay.
It is important, in my opinion, and we are actually very good at that.
Mm.
95 out of 100 women with breast cancer still have their breast.
Okay.
When we have treated them for breast cancer, even if we do a so-called mastectomy, because these days we have skin lipid areola sparing techniques. That means that the outer contour of the breast, the skin, the lipid areola complex, is being preserved.
Right.
And we just fill the inside, because breast cancer is a cancer of the glandular tissue
of the
breast that's inside.
Right.
The patients don't have skin cancer.
Mm.
And with a patient's own tissue, which is, if I may put it, quite popular with the ladies, because usually we take it from the lower abdomen, that is what is in popular parlance known as a tummy tuck.
Yeah.
So they have a new breast.
Two for one.
Exactly.
Tummy tuck and the reconstruction of the breast.
Yeah, in the plastic surgical circles, this operation is also known as the mummy makeover. Breast lift and tummy tuck.
Okay.
We should not take it too lightly, but it's important that the reconstruction is immediately put into the treatment plan, into the surgical plan of the patient who suffers breast cancer. Because, in my opinion, I've made this actually part and parcel of my surgical career.
Yeah.
We started with the first reconstruction in 1995. Immediate reconstruction after mastectomy with skin nipple areola saving techniques. And these days, we have advanced to a high degree.
Right.
And we can give the patients a breast that has, for all intents and purposes, a normal aspect.
Mm.
And a normal appearance.
Right, right.
Where we're falling short is we cannot restore the sensitivity of the breast.
Okay.
But I may ask Fatima.
Yeah.
I've actually chatted to a lot of our patients, to a lot of women, both in the... in both sectors, government and private sectors.
Sure.
I think most women just don't want to walk in the pick and pay and everyone stare at them because they have a flat chest. They just they want to appear and feel as normal or as close to normal as possible.
Mm.
When they look in the mirror after they have a shower, they want to not be surprised or shocked at the scars
at the appearance
at the appearance. So they feel much better if they have the mound.
Sure.
It's not so much about the sensation for most women, for I would say the vast majority as property, but it's about the appearance, the feeling that they have not lost that, I'm going to put it in inverted commas, femininity.
Yeah,
I maybe should tell you an anecdote. And it was early in my career that I actually accidentally was present when a woman, after a mastectomy, saw for the first time the wound and the way her chest would look like in a mirror.
Mm.
And I felt the devastation in that woman. And I said to myself, this cannot be the end of it. We must improve on that.
Sure,
and
sure.
This is when I started investigating, and there's no reason not to do it.
Right, right, right.
It's another reason why we encourage women to get diagnosed early.
Early detection,
because then they don't need a mastectomy. Then we can do the lumpectomy is a perfectly stunning solution to the problem because it removes the lump that is the cancer. It preserves sensation and you get the and you get to keep your breast. So for most women with minimal deformity of the breast, so maybe a little bit of asymmetry if it's done well. One breast will maybe look a little bit asymmetrical to the other one, but for most women it will be something that is tolerable. They get to have the sensation, they get to keep their breast, they get to, and they get the management that they need.
I think we should introduce the listeners here to the concept of oncoplastic surgery. And obviously now here as the elder male, I must say that most of the women that we see are not very young anymore, and life has left its marks on the women's breasts, and many of them are desirous of a cosmetic procedure, either a breast lift or a breast reduction, because we were discovering in the 1990s that the patients started to survive for very long times. And a cosmetically unacceptable tumor excision, where we simply cut out the tumor and leave the breast deformed, is just not good enough anymore.
Unacceptable.
So we started incorporating the removal of the tumor into the breast lift or into a breast reduction, so that the woman after the surgery looks like she's had just cosmetic surgery. And this is a very important part. It looks like a normal breast after some form of cosmetic surgery.
And
the best part is that most medical aids pay for it.
Yeah, that is very important.
Okay, now I can hear a lot of women saying, shoo. Okay, so medical aid pays for it.
And then you can actually, if you, a lot of government hospitals also offer it in especially for the young, the very young woman who still has the rest of her life ahead of her with an early tumor that qualifies for this. Of course, we're going to try and preserve the breast if we can, and it's oncologically safe. And then we're going to try and give her a lift in the same breath, because that life that Prof was talking about is breastfeeding and gravity. I mean, nobody asked for that, but...